Yeah, but I was up there at Harrisville and met some of the locals up there. And one guy, he found out I was also doing photography and stuff. And we got talking. And he had some old images from when they built the harbor. And they had steam-powered cranes and some of these really old boats. I mean, huge boats, and then they were filled with these large rocks. I don't think they're limestone, but they unloaded those things and built that harbor. So pretty interesting to see those.
Yeah, there's some interesting construction for sure with the harbors, and then you get up there along the Superior shoreline. Like, we did a lot of exploring during COVID when stuff was shut down because there just wasn't a lot of people out, so it made it nice. Like, we went to Tequamanon Falls one time, and I think we saw four people the whole time we were there. It was great. It's like you had it to yourself. But it is interesting when you start going along the shoreline how many old, like marina-type builds there are where there's piers or stuff going out, and it's just been abandoned forever. And if you don't notice it at first, but then if you're walking the shore and then you start paying attention, you'll see, oh, there used to be a pier going out here, and you'll see the pilings or the some of that rock structure, something will clue you in, and then you start looking at it and you realize maybe it was where they were running logs out in the lake or something that they were loading on boats back in the day from off the shore, and there used to be something there, and now it's, of course, gone. It's all natural. It looks much more natural. So maybe it's nicer from that perspective, but yeah, there was a lot of activity going on up there in the UP, you can tell, back in the day.